This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
On Friday, the president was having a great discussion at the G7. And someone from the BBC and ultimately an incoming reporter from the New York Times retweeted that the president was being rude by disrespecting the Italian prime minister. And when in fact you all in every one of the meetings that we sit in watch the president with that one earpiece that's been used by other presidents. And yet the president did a great job at NATO, building stronger bonds at the G7, increasing America's presence around the world. And that's the kind of thing that the BBC and ultimately the reporter who's now joining the New York Times push out and perpetuate with no apology. What, you're shaking your head, Peter. I mean, it's true. You do.
But reporters make mistakes.
That is a fake.
Your trip was all over the front page. You're making something out of one tweet instead of
But again, you guys, I gave an answer to Jim. The problem is that I think the president, to the question, gets frustrated when he sees fake stories get published, things that aren't based in fact, and a narrative gets pushed.
That's just,
with all due respect, I think when you see instances like that get perpetrated over and over again, that is frustrating. I didn't come here with a list of things, but I think that there's, thank you, I appreciate it. What you get to decide what's big and what's not. I think there's a lot of the stuff that has gotten pushed out based on unnamed, unaccountable sources that is very troubling. And I think when you see the same kind of thing happen over and over again, it is concerning.
Well, of course, if you were there, if you watched, that press conference, it was a bit awkward. You know, I was kind of embarrassed for everybody in the room here, Scott, because obviously, I mean, you can overread into this because we've been hearing for weeks that Sean, they wanted to move him away from, being the highlight of these press conferences. To me, I still am amazed. I respect what the guy's trying to do and whether it was a Republican president or a Democrat president, all these people have been put in that position to be the point man for the president on, with the White House news reporting poll. That's a tough job. I mean, the breadth of knowledge that you have to be on top of and the response and all this. But I don't know, maybe, some of the inner things that have been happening within the administration itself, maybe there's additional pressure on this. And possibly, that's what Sean Spicer's reacting to. I think it's a tough job to be in because you have to filter what the president is saying. And I'm sure the president gives it to him, in pure form, nothing held back. And somehow Sean's got to translate that to the reporting pool and be able to make it somewhat palpable. But, there's no doubt. Go ahead.
Well, it also doesn't help that it feels like he's one of the only press people that is held accountable for every word that he says. I feel like the last guy got a lot of leeway. He was allowed to say a lot of things that might not have made sense, but nobody pointed out the flaw and blew it up.
They just kind of chuckled and moved on.
Yeah, but Spicer is, he's a character on SNL,
Yeah. Well, they have to understand. I mean, and I say they, the Republicans, conservatives have to understand that, look, you're not going to get a fair shake here. When the media, they've got the bully pulpit in their area, and they're using it to the max. Everything that represents Trump, they hate Trump. That's the, that's the worldview they hold to. So anything associated with Donald Trump is going to go through unfair and additional scrutiny. So you got to accept that. You've got to get thick skin and give it to him straight. Remember that, like we've been saying, he is the president. He doesn't have to apologize. and he doesn't have to explain. He is the President of the United States of America. This is Bill Martinez. How are you doing this morning? Good to have you with us at 5 after.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We have to do it, ladies and gentlemen. If we have anything to offer to our kids and our grandkids, we've got to get this country back on track. You know, a 50-50 nation just doesn't work, and we have to figure out how to get beyond all this this divisiveness. Speaking of grandkids, I just got a really sweet photo from my granddaughter, who happens to be in New York, and she sent me a selfie of her right there on 42nd Street where our billboard is, you know, because I'm Broadway Bill now, you know, and so there we are, and, you know, sweet Ava, a great little selfie that she took, and boy, made my day. So they're having a great time in New York, and we're scheduled to be in New York there in a couple of weeks as well. But there it is, the billboard right next to Dave and Buster's across the street from Madame Tussauds on 42nd Street. So Broadway Bill is here. And speaking of here, we're very fortunate and honored to have the one and only Michael Rubin with us. Michael has been, when it comes to intelligence and it comes to the Middle East, regional politics, Iran, Syria, the Persian Gulf, he's with the American Enterprise Institute, a former Pentagon official. Michael Rubin joins us now. Michael, how are you, sir?
Pretty good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Always good to have you here, your sober insight that is so needed right now because of all the moving parts. We have President Trump knocking it out of the park, seemingly, at every stop on this international tour, right?
Well, absolutely, although to be fair, it's not hard to do because I just came back from an extended tour across the Middle East, and Donald Trump has already achieved most of what they wanted, and that is not to be President Obama. And people are just so looking forward and optimistic with the future simply because they were so frustrated with the previous 4 or 8 years that they look forward to working with President Trump and engaging. That said, it's one thing to have a honeymoon. It's another thing to have a successful marriage.
Yeah, go to figure that he had to go to the Middle East for a honeymoon, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, but the Middle East is where we have many of our traditional allies, and the biggest complaint about President Obama was that he simply didn't respect alliances and friendships.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has opened the eyes, I think, of the common man here in the West, Michael, and they're starting to get their brains around just how dysfunctional the Obama administration was. I mean, most people would say, well, yeah, I mean, he seems to be very sympathetic towards the Muslims. I mean, we've got activist judges that, because of what Trump said on the campaign trail, have made judgments against him. Now, I'm wondering if these same activist judges are going to take into account what Trump had to say to the 50 leaders of Muslim nations and how well he was received. Will that alter their decision now?
Well, let's also be clear that the activist judges were going way off the reservation when it came to some of their judgments. in not looking at the laws at hand, but looking at campaign rhetoric. That's a very, very dangerous precedent. But more towards your question, Bill, you know, one of the ironies of the United States and how we approach the Middle East is that we tend to be much more obsessed with this third rail of political correctness than people in the region do. They understand that they have a problem within Islam. Now, they don't want to castigate all of Islam, and an us-versus-them mentality is counterproductive. But what they see is a battle of interpretations within religion, and what they don't have patience for is a denial that religion plays any role in it. After all, the people on the front lines of the fight against radical Islamists are moderate Muslims. They're the ones getting thrown off buildings. They're the ones getting lined up and shot, and therefore they don't have patience for American judges or American pundits who simply say this has nothing to do with religion.
Well, no doubt for them it was a breath of fresh air, one that was needed. And as you say, in some sense, it wasn't necessarily a high bar for Donald Trump. The stage was set because of the 8 previous years, frustrating years, I might add, for these Muslim leaders. And now they feel like here what Donald Trump has been doing, what's happened in Europe with Brexit, even in a sense with, the Arab Spring and that, it all portends change. And what I'm sensing, Michael, and you know better than I, because you're there at the ground floor, I'm sensing that there's some positive change to be realized out of the Middle East here.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bill. First of all, just to illustrate just how profound the animosity was towards President Obama, I was meeting with an Arab foreign minister. So I'm not talking about a low-level flunky, an Arab foreign minister who said, but he wanted to remain nameless, that even if the United States elected the devil himself, it would still be better than the president you had last year. I mean, that just really illustrates that animosity. But when it comes to broad change, think about Israel, Bill. Israel, in the mythology of so many American pundits, is isolated. It's a pariah state. But when you talk to people in the region, Israel has great relations with Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, Oman, Qatar, Egypt, Morocco, Tunisia. Heck, Israel has better relations with the Arab world than countries like Turkey does. And so this idea that somehow we're in a really deep, dark period seems to be completely at odds with reality on the ground in the region.
Well, speaking of reality and Israel, let's talk about Abbas and the Palestinians. Trump's big charge here to try to do something to bring these parties together. But, you know, clearly, as Benjamin Netanyahu says, and I agree 100%, I think it's inarguable, how can you negotiate with somebody that rewards terrorists for killing Jews? And it's part of their law. So unless they vacate that law and really do something that has been well established for decades, I mean, this is a generational hatred that has been toward Israel. How can you get together with Israel on any basis if that's what you grew up, understanding?
Well, Bill, I hate to say it. It's not just a matter of Palestinian law. It's what the American taxpayers and European taxpayers are allowing their governments to do, because money is fungible. When we are paying millions, tens of millions of dollars to the Palestinians, and the Palestinian Authority is turning around and paying pensions to terrorists guilty of murdering women and children, civilians who are in prison, that simply is American taxpayers paying terrorists. That needs to end. Congress needs to step up. But even if the Palestinian Authority wasn't doing this, the broader issue we're not talking about is Mahmoud Abbas, I think, is now 82 or 83 years old. He's in the 13th year of his 4-year presidential term. And unlike Yasser Arafat before him, he hasn't appointed a successor. So we're looking at chaos down the road in the not-too-distant future when he passes away.
Exactly. Well, I want to get more into that on the other side of the break. We're talking with Michael Rubin, the resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official. We're talking the Trump tour, the Trump effect positive on most of the Muslim world. And is there a peace solution in Israel without the truth? Stay with us, America, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You can get involved in the conversation. Drop me a line. We'd love to hear from you. Email me direct, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Important qualities that we want to pass on to our children and our grandchildren, ladies and gentlemen. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, as we were talking with Michael Rubin, a former Pentagon official and Middle East expert. We were talking about this money that had been distributed you know, to the Palestinians, U.S. taxpayers' money. In a lot of ways, Michael, no different than people's complaint about our tax dollars going to support Planned Parenthood for abortion activities, right?
Well, you're absolutely right there. And the problem is that so many people in Congress, so many people in Washington look at taxpayer money as an entitlement for either private groups or for overseas groups, which have no business getting it without strings attached.
Exactly. Well, we know that right before Donald Trump took over, as he was exiting out the door, President Obama was releasing $221 million to the Palestinian authorities. It had been blocked. It had been up for a bit of discussion and had been blocked by a group in Congress, including Representatives Ed Royce of California and Kay Granger of Texas. And the good news is, I understand, is the payment itself has been frozen by the State Department under President Trump. So that last $221 million, I guess, is still sitting there. But previously, as noted here in this report from Business Insider, in 2015, to your point, Michael, the United States taxpayer money, $355 million. And it's interesting to note that that coincides with the $300 million-plus budget that Abbas and Palestinians pay to these people who have killed, injured, or done anything against Jews in the region.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bill, and it's important to recognize what President Obama was trying to do, and Secretary of State John Kerry was not only obnoxious, it was likely illegal because Congress has passed a law which basically says that unless the State Department and White House can certify that the PLO isn't engaged in terrorism, then the PLO becomes disqualified from receipt of any money. What President Obama and Kerry said is you have to give them the money to keep the peace process alive, but the problem is if you're renting people rather than having people in their heart accept peace, you're never going to achieve peace. They got
exactly
to accept peace first, then they get their reward.
Well, a lot that people don't talk about relevant to the Palestinians is their continued unilateral attempts at statehood, blatant corruption, incitement of violence, and as you said, Michael, paying salaries to people and their families who are in jail, naming streets after them. I mean, they're like honor shrines for these decided martyrs by the Palestinians. I mean, how do you go into a negotiation? How are you, if you are Bibi Netanyahu, how do you sit down with the boss and say, okay, you know, let's talk when you've got barriers to entry before you even get to the bargaining table?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right there. And what a lot of people who don't follow the Arab-Israeli situation may not realize, they might say, why not just let the Palestinians declare or declare unilaterally that they're a state, or why not have European countries recognize them? But it all goes down to the nature of diplomacy. The Palestinians, when they returned to the Gaza Strip back in 1994 under Bill Clinton, they agreed that they would negotiate statehood. They forswore declaring it unilaterally. Now, if you simply change the rules of the game, what you're saying is not just in the Middle East, but everywhere in the world, that diplomatic agreements only last 19 or 20 years, then all bets are off. That's the way to have international chaos, not peace.
Exactly. And interestingly enough, is Arabs that live in areas controlled by Israelis, they're happy campers, if the truth be known. I mean, they're not going to stand up and make a blatant statement, although some have, at the risk of being cast out by their fellow Arabs and Palestinians, because that's, you know, something that's a bit verboten. You're not supposed to be talking that way. But life within the Israeli boundaries is very positive and prosperous and, oh, yes, peaceful. But yet outside those areas and in the areas that the Arabs and the Palestinians control, you got all hell breaking loose. So, I mean, there is a clear contrast for the local people, and they're only hoping that Donald Trump can do something to bring these sides together. But as I've said, Michael, unless we're willing to really call out these 800,000-pound gorillas that are in the room and be honest and forthright and truthful about it, I believe Benjamin Netanyahu is earnest to that end. I'm not convinced that Abbas is.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And what really it's really a humanitarian issue that goes beyond simply the Middle East, because when you consider that the Palestinians have gotten more per capita on humanitarian assistance and have squandered it, and then you look at the numbers of people, Syrian Christians, for example, that need to have this aid that are being forced into refugee status, they're getting aid denied to them because the Palestinians are utilizing it on terrorist pensions and on rockets.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you would think the president and Mulvaney are looking at that. I mean, with this budget that they've presented to Congress, you start to see some of that thinking coming into play. Of course, you got Democrats saying it's dead on arrival and yada, you know, that whole deal, because they just want, you know, they want to disagree about anything that has Trump's name on it. That's okay. But it's Reagan-esque in as much as that, as Ronald Reagan would say, hey, I didn't expect to get 100%, but even if I get 80%, that's better than we had going into this, right?
Well, it absolutely is, and it's time also for a wake-up call that people recognize what a balanced budget looks like, because we're going to eventually need to deal with this. If we don't deal with it now, it's going to be much harder down the pike. But we've got to recognize that, you know, money isn't free. We can't keep spending on social programs that really don't benefit the United States as a whole. And I think Trump was right that, look, the metric shouldn't be how many people are on this social program, but how many people are able to get off it.
Exactly. Exactly. And I thought that was a good point that was made by Mulvaney as well. Michael, going back to what President Trump had to say to the Muslim world, really brought Iran and ISIS more in the crosshairs. What was your read on that?
Well, I think that's absolutely the case. The biggest difference between Obama and President Obama and his speech back in June 2009 and President Trump is, number one, Trump addressed the issue of terrorism. Obama, if you go back and review his speech in Cairo, just wouldn't talk about it. And the second issue is that Obama kept wanting to see the roots of terrorism in grievance, something that could be resolved through diplomacy. Trump recognized that, look, the problem here is Islamist terrorism. It's ideology, and you got to confront that ideology.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that he said, look, at this is your community, this is your land. And I think this was kind of the nuance here that was pointed out by Joseph Castleberry, because the mainstream media is not all that familiar with the Quran. That term, drive them out, came from the Quran. So he used their own language to encourage them to step up and take care of their own problem.
Well, absolutely, and you know, one of the things that we would be a lot closer to world peace if people would have personal accountability instead of always trying to blame outsiders, and I think that's what Trump was getting at.
Without a doubt. North Korea continues to, continues their aggressive moves. Give us an update on that, Michael. I know you've been on top of that as well.
Well, you know, North Korea is a huge problem. We've been worried about this since 1994, when the Clinton administration struck a deal which was supposed to resolve the question of North Korean nukes. North Korea used our diplomacy not as a way to how to get to yes, not as a way to get peace, but rather as an asymmetric warfare strategy. What should worry us is that Iran might be engaged in the same strategy. The other issue which should worry us is, in order to get North Korea to play ball, we've given tremendous concessions to China, and instead of resolving the situation, China's been playing good cop, bad cop. The right. fact of the matter is, we've got a major problem there, and Trump is absolutely correct that, again, we can't keep kicking this down the road, especially as North Korea approaches missile capability, which might reach the United States. We should take no solace, Bill, in the idea of a failed North Korean missile test, because you can learn as much from a failure as you can from a success.
Without a doubt, as Thomas Edison prove that to us, right, in discovering electricity. Michael Rubin, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, Middle East expert on Bill Martinez Live. Michael, thank you so much. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergraduate
grad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R-88 to 350-350.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Oh, you got to love the summer memories, right? Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, I want to give you a heads up to tune in for your chance to win the ultimate, what we call the ultimate Shaq pack. It's courtesy of Lionsgate. Includes the Shaq Blu-ray DVD, Shaq Grow Sticks. These are so cool. All you got to do is plant water and watch your flowers grow. Plus, music inspired by the Shaq Digital CD. Two ways to win. You can send us an email at bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be in the running for the ultimate Shaq pack. We'll be drawing each day, so email me to enter. That's one way, okay? bill@billmartinezlive.com. Or when I tell you, like right now, call our 877 number, the first one to get through, you will be a winner, 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 winner. No purchase necessary. Remember, the Shaq is now available on Blu-ray, DVD, digital, HD. For more info about the Shaq, go to the Shaq Movie. That is the Shaq.movie. The number is 877-317-6432. You want to be a winner? Call us right now. We got a Shaq pack for you. 877-317-6432. Brian Crabtree is with us right now. Always good to have Brian with us. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Good to be with you.
Hey, lots to talk about here. Trump's wrap-up of the European trip, all in all, went really well. Seems like Merkel had to protect some political interest there, so she's upset. And, of course, she's really going to be upset today when she finally gets the answer to whether or not Trump is in or out of the Paris Agreement, right?
Yeah, and I think her comments that Europe is on its own, they could be read two ways. First, they were overblown by the media, as everything is, but I think that's kind of what we want to hear Europe say. We want to hear Europe say, oh, America's not going to underwrite all of their defense and ours anymore. And then when you turn to the Paris climate deal, I think the American people get it. We don't want to pollute the earth. We don't want dirty water. We just simply don't choke American businesses such that they have better advantage overseas than here in America. So Europe realizes that, this man who campaigned on all of these issues is actually going to try to do what he promised the American people he would do. Whether he succeeds or not is to be questioned given the political atmosphere that he's in. But he does seem to be trying to do exactly what he promised, and ultimately not doing what most politicians do, which is tacking to the right or left once they get into office.
Mm-hmm. And well, it was interesting, too. You watch some of the interactions and then Macron's statement, for example, afterwards. I mean, how arrogant, you know, for this young politician, you know, to come off the way he did. I mean, you can't even carry the man's satchel, and you want to be arrogant as if you're trying to claim some sort of particular interest in higher ground for France, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look at France. You got France, Germany, Britain, those countries, all part of the EU. And what you have is a complete degradation of the lifestyle of the EU. You've got terror cells throughout the region. You've got, you know, Germany has a million refugees. Merkel's that got blood on her hands. And she's worried about, you know, some coal-powered plants or what have you, you know, firing up pollution into the air. That's a legitimate concern. But the most pressing concern is these folks need to be defending the evil, or defending against the evil of the world.
And, exactly.
And Trump, I think Trump is a logical person like many of us. Most of us in common America are looking at this going, these people are completely detached and delusional. It comes from the fact that I suppose whatever funds your rise to power, whether you're in politics in Europe or the United States, the people that give you the money, the people that empower your power, ultimately have an influence over you, and they have an interest in this. Where there is disruption and confusion, and where there is a policy or policies that choke business, there are certain interests, usually that are very political, that can profit greatly from that. I'll give you a quick example I always use. When I've been in real estate and media for over two decades. When the real estate markets crashed, I do phenomenal because I can go in and swoop in and buy up things and get great deals and take advantage of other people's pain and suffering. It's the way you do it in a capitalist society. I don't wish that for the country. So the average political person actually does. I think they actually want things to be bad for certain classes of people so they can take advantage of it. And this climate change, global warming, Paris, you know, carbon emission conversation, I'm not saying it's all illegitimate. But the general push behind it, the fury behind it, is profiteering, not pollution in the earth.
Exactly. Well, there's no question. When you miss the goal and the objective, the Main Street America, you know, the world that gets it, that sits there over their cup of coffee, and they just say, these guys are a bunch of idiots. I mean, they know they're being worked, and, you know, they're not going to participate in the grape juice. I mean, and the thing is, you bring a guy in like Donald Trump, who really is a glaring contrast, and one who brings the light of reason, even though they want to resist and just say, well, the guy doesn't know what he's talking about, he's a clown, yada, yada. Well, of course they have to say that because it exposes their incompetency to such a degree that they can't hide any longer. So what do? They've got to, you know, draw ranks together and keep drinking the grape juice and hold the party line.
Yeah, it's funny. It's not only incompetence, it's also just complete arrogance. They actually don't know how stupid they are in some cases on certain issues. I'm not saying they're stupid people, but they're stupid on a lot of things that require common sense, which most politicians are devoid of common sense. They've got books in, and they've got great handlers telling them exactly what phrases to use to appeal to the most voters and all the research. And it's not real. It's just all fake.
Exactly.
And it seems to work. I think the American people, though, are waking up to that. I was concerned we had lost our country, mainly because the American people couldn't see through all of this. And I think for all the bad things the Internet, social media has brought us, I think the good thing is it's enlightened the people to just how fraudulent many of our leaders are in this country. And I think that's a good thing. I hope it stays that way. And I think I don't care what the polls say. I think the American people are more behind Trump than the polls reflect. And I think that they see it much differently than the media circus, the media bubble of New York and D.C.
Exactly.
Believe,
but Brian, the other call to action is an activated citizenry that understands that they don't work for Donald Trump. Donald Trump works for them. He serves at their behest. This is a country that's supposed to be of, for, and by we the people, which means we're the bosses. And look at what we're paying for right now, $20 trillion in debt, all this incompetence, a government that is just creeping along and is, you've got obstruction on every turn with, you know, Democrats and even some of these traditional Republican guard, because they don't like it when their apple cart's turned upside down. And their apple cart needs to be turned upside down, and I believe we the people need to make it happen. But anyway, I do want to, you know, I know you've been tracking very closely the Seth Rich murder, and I want you to give us a quick update on that right now.
Well, I think that I approached this thing with a bit of suspicion, and I approached it going, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, and therefore I want to just simply ask questions. Does this have something to do with WikiLeaks? Is it possible? There's a lot of evidence that would point to that. Circumstantial, there's no smoking gun. And then all of a sudden you have Sean Hannity step into this thing, and he's covering it vehemently, and then he gets this sexual harassment complaint timed out just as this is going on. Then all of a sudden he gets that gets debunked, it gets recanted by the slanderous who put it out there, and then he is then attacked for being a conspiracy theorist of all things, which I wouldn't see him as that at any level. Right. And then they go after his advertiser and they start trying to bring him down on a different set of circumstances than they did Bill O'Reilly. And I have to go, wait a minute, over Seth Rich, a low-level DNC staffer who got murdered, shot in the back. He still got his cell phone, his wallet, his watch on him.
Yeah, supposedly a murder. A robbery thing, right?
Yeah. So why is it that they're after Hannity? Why is it that they're after Hannity now over this particular coverage of all the things he's talked about over the years? Tells me there's something there. And that doesn't tell your listeners a whole lot, but it's our job. It's your job, Bill. It's my job. It's Hannity's job. It's our job to ask questions. I'm not a journalist. I'm an opinion host, but it's still my job to ask questions. And if I don't know the answers, I tell my audience I don't know the answers. That's what Hannity was doing. That's what I've been doing. And it seems to be that's a very, very bad thing.
Exactly. Well, Brian, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Brian is the publisher of Talk40.com and TheRealEstateExperts.com. Thank you, Brian.
Senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you fresh every day, 9 to noon. Yes, Eastern Time, 6 to 9 Pacific. And it is time right now for James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, fantastic, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Dwayne Johnson and company, though, not doing so good. I think they forgot the whole idea of what Baywatch. I mean, when we were growing up, it was Babe Watch, right?
Yeah, it was.
They missed
well,
that part.
You know what's interesting? I mean, of course, what we're talking about is the reboot of the 1990s television show starring David Hasselhoff and, of course, Pamela Anderson. And it was Pamela Anderson who drew in the young male demographic, because not only did they want to watch the show because it had sort of compelling drama, but they wanted to watch Pamela Anderson running in slow motion on the beach.
Do you realize how many young boys went through puberty watching that show?
No, I mean
it's probably
true.
It probably accelerated the process, you know?
Yeah, but it did also emphasize a kind of a sentimental father-son relationship between David Hasselhoff's character and his teenage son, Hobie. Mm-hmm. And so that was part of it, too. But they changed it. Hollywood changed it. Now, this makes sense from Hollywood, you know, low-risk projects, reboots. So they changed it into a slapstick comedy. And instead of relying on the women to draw in the audience, they got Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, and Zac Efron both to show off their abs. And they figured The Rock would be the draw because he is the number one box office guy in Hollywood right now. He gets the highest salaries for a male actor. And the thing is, when they were promoting it, the studio execs at Paramount, a studio that I used to work in, by the way, those executives were smiling and happy when The Rock started whispering out to various print magazines that he was thinking of running for president. They thought it was pretty cool. And so when he actually started doing some interviews and he started Trump bashing a little bit and sounding like either a Democrat or establishment Republican, all of a sudden, not only the entertainment media, but the regular news media got involved. They took his candidacy seriously. The Washington Post, the Washington Examiner, Fox News. And there was even a cover story on the topic on National Review which is the home of Never Trumpers.
Mm-hmm.
And the title of the story was The Celebrity We Need. And so, you know, Johnson continued to double down on this, I'm going to run against Trump because I'm going to give better leadership. He ended up going on The Tonight Show, and then he had a sort of a formal announcement on Saturday Night Live where he was talking with Alec Baldwin, who imitates Trump, and
right.
He made his announcement, and he brought out his running mate, Tom Hanks, and it looked to me like a, you know, it's not serious, even though people yeah. took it serious. However, I think, personally, because of the fact that he bashed Trump, the executives now probably are talking to themselves and saying, hey, maybe it's not a good idea, you know, to alienate 62 million potential moviegoers.
You think?
You know,
why?
Because they don't understand. I count myself. Okay, look, I am a Trump guy. I am a deplorable.
Mm-hmm.
The media doesn't understand me, doesn't understand how I feel about an outsider going into the Washington swamp, how I feel about the opportunity of having a business person go in there and bring fresh ideas and attempt to drain the swamp. And obviously the media is part of the swamp.
Exactly.
And that's part of the
right.
problem we have.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people in Hollywood, unfortunately, are part of that swamp too.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the executives don't understand because they live in L.A. And L.A. and San Francisco and New York and Seattle and these other urban areas are on a different planet from ordinary Americans that live in most of the country. And so, again, this is an example of being out of touch with your audience because the marketing helped kill the movie. In addition to these other factors we're talking about, they didn't understand the original television show. They should have made David Hasselhoff an executive producer, and maybe
exactly.
they would have had a chance.
Had him come on and do a grandpa cameo or something, you know. And
well, that would have been a classy thing
yeah.
to do, but
uh-huh.
they didn't do it.
Well, as you said, they missed the whole market. And then on top of that, in the whole process, they hijack. I mean, if Dwayne Johnson was really serious about running for president, they basically hijacked his campaign and made it dead on arrival.
Well, his campaign should be dead on arrival. Look, I mean, the people in Hollywood say, when you bring up, hey, Dwayne Johnson's not qualified to be president, and they say, well, what do you mean? Your guy's a reality star.
Yeah.
Well, Dwayne Johnson's never run a business. He has no executive experience whatsoever.
That's what I was going to say. He's talking about leadership. What has he led?
Exactly. And so here's, you know, Donald Trump led an international business organization successfully and built it up to a multi-billion-dollar company. That's quite different than being a professional wrestler and becoming a successful actor.
Mm.
It's not to take anything away from Dwayne. He's one of the more intelligent guys in Hollywood. He actually finished college. He's a good guy, and he's taken great care up to now.
Mm.
You know, he spoke at the Republican convention in 2000. He attended the Democrat convention.
Right.
He registered as an independent. He has a very smart and great brand that he just tarnished.
Yes, exactly.
And I would advise him, get out of the politics and go back to entertainment.
Well, maybe like Trump, you got to get out of that vortex of insanity. You know, with Trump, you and I talked about Trump, the best thing he could do is get out of D.C. for a while. He goes overseas, hits home runs left and right. And maybe for Dwayne Johnson, he needs to get away from that Hollywood crowd because you get in that echo chamber. You're under the influence of that kind of stinking thinking, and as Zig Ziglar would say, and you become like those you associate. And this is a unique situation, no doubt about it. I don't know that we'll ever experience another political cycle like what we just experienced, in terms of you have two candidates that were so unliked and so unfavorable, and Trump ends up being the last man standing.
Well, I would disagree that he's the last man standing. I think that, and to a great extent, the people in the Rust Belt really resonated to his campaign promises.
Right.
And certainly people in West Virginia did, because now they have jobs. And they
exactly.
didn't before.
Exactly.
And yeah, so the real people that we have to focus on actually are not the Democrats and the left in Hollywood. It's the establishment Republicans who sure look like they're dragging their feet and don't want to carry forth the two pegs of the legislative agenda that will create growth, and that is get Obamacare off the backs of business and make our tax rates competitive with the rest of the world.
Right.
And those two things, you know, it's up to the people. It's up to us to make sure that our representatives hear from us, that we don't want them dragging their feet, and to get those things through.
Well, James, we've been saying that maybe we ought to dedicate one day in the next couple of weeks. We're just and my encouragement is to Main Street America, get on the phones, call your senator, call your congressman. We're going to set up one day and just really blast it out there and say, now is the time to hit the phones. Let your elected officials hear your voice, that you want them to get this country back on track, get government moving again, get out of all this all these buckets of gum that you're stuck in and all mired in. And I would say that, you know, to your point about Trump, not only would it is it creating jobs and puts us in a upward trajectory, I think more importantly for these elected officials, it gives them a better opportunity at being reelected, which is what they want. If they stand back and halt the movement of this government, I'm telling you, a lot of the people that are there in Congress now, you won't see in these coming cycles, they're going to start to be eliminated, because the swamp will be drained either by Donald Trump or we the people, because we're fed up with this stuff.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. And that would be a great thing, maybe sometime in the next 2 weeks, maybe tied in with the 4th of July weekend. I don't know. But but definitely, it's the people that perform the miracle of the election. It's the people that have to influence the Republican Party and get them to toe the line, because many of them are part of the swamp.
Exactly.
And that's obviously what we're seeing.
Right.
But you know, what Trump has already done with the deregulation, what he's already done with the pipelines, with the coal, with a whole host of things, with getting border crossings down, getting control over our justice system, has already sort of greased the skids.
Exactly.
But what we need to see as a goal, we've got to get that 3 or 4% GDP growth, so that these millennials who are living in their parents' basements all of a sudden see it might not be a good idea to move out, get a job, and start a life.
Well, the anti-Trumpers, and to your point as well, the establishment Republicans know that. They know that a 3, 4% GDP, which we are capable of doing, and I think a lot faster than people realize, means bad news for their theology and the way that they've been, you know, the way they were able to rip this government off, and we the people, dare I say, James. Again, I thank you for being with us as always. Great insight. And, so much for Dwayne Johnson's political career, perhaps. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.